Welcome back in, hour number two of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. We are streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Our video streaming brought to you by the Law Offices of Amanda Gentry. We are live from the Hillside Medical Game Studio here with you on this Tuesday morning. Talking Titans, taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Robbie and Rex Road brought to you by Volunteer State Bank. Real people, real solutions, right here. Remember FDIC. Equal housing lender. So, Joe Rexrode, we are about to embark on a discussion that is going to come up time and time again throughout the course of the next few months, and that is what to do at the quarterback position and what to do with Ryan Tannehill specifically. Now, let me start the conversation by saying this. Number one, I'm about 95 to 99% sure that the starting quarterback next year, when they take the field for their first game for the Titans, is going to be Ryan Tannehill. So that's
Wait, give me that number again.
95 to 99%.
95.
I fluctuated
99.
Between there. Yes, fluctuated okay. In between there.
Okay, so you got a possible
plus or minus.
Yeah. Okay.
I got some wiggle room.
2%.
95 to 99%.
Okay. All right.
That Ryan Tannehill's the quarterback.
Okay.
Some people are 100% that he won't be. Man, I'm just saying.
Really?
A lot of Titans fans. Well, that's where I wanted to start this conversation. I heard from a lot of Titans fans, a couple of my friends included, yesterday that said, "Just move on from Tannehill." I'm like, well. $57 million cap hit. So that's not happening. Let's just go on and throw that out there. It's $57 million dead cap money if you move on from Ryan Tannehill. So really the only option for him to not be your starting quarterback next year is a trade.
Well, real quick on that. I mean, post June 1, it's 38-6. Yeah.
It's a significant number.
Maybe, hey, if you dislike him that much.
Just to eat the $38 million.
Logan Woodside, Logan Dubb, come on in.
Yeah. So all that to say, really, it's via trade that it could happen. I guess you could draft somebody, but they're probably not starting. If you draft somebody immediately would be my guess. So there's really one avenue to me that there's a different starting quarterback in 2022 next year for the Titans, and I don't think it's likely. However, as we've heard already on the show today, the Seahawks have an interesting quarterback situation right now. We heard the noise with Russell Wilson last year and how he wanted to be traded at one point and then apparently didn't want to be traded, and we'll see what the offseason looks like for him. Obviously, there is an uncertain future with Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. So there's a couple different ways you could look at this if you're a Titans fan. I don't find very many of them to be overly realistic, but I said it yesterday, and I believe this. I think it's the responsibility of John Robinson to look around, and really it comes down to this to me. What do you believe this team is if you're John Robinson? Do you believe you're still in a window to win? And if so, how long do you think that window lasts? And is your quarterback holding you back? If you think that he is, then I think it's your responsibility if you're John Robinson to exercise every option you can exercise to try and upgrade there. Now, again, I think the odds of that happening successfully are very slim. So you may just be stuck at this point if you're John Robinson. But if you look around, and we said it yesterday, I don't know how you could watch that game on Saturday and your confidence in Ryan Tannehill couldn't be affected somewhat by what you saw in that game. So if you're looking around, if you're John Robinson and the Titans front office and Mike Vrabel, all these people, and you're in a room this offseason discussing what your team looks like moving forward, if you feel like the quarterback position is what's holding you back, I think you have a responsibility to exercise every possible scenario that you can exercise to try and upgrade. That's what I'll say about it. I would take every opportunity I have if I'm John Robinson, whether that's a trade with the Seahawks, finding a way to get Aaron Rodgers, finding a way, whatever you got to do. I'm taking a look at all those options while still in the back of my mind, my Robbie Stanley brain, knowing that there's a pretty good chance Ryan Tannehill's the starting quarterback next year.
No, I think it makes absolute sense. I mean, again, like, to me, an off season like this, first of all, I mean, I think everything should be investigated and looked at and different scenarios, again, including when you talk about the OC. The question is not just did this person do a good enough job or whatever. It's like, is there someone else who can be better?
Right.
And that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to be as great as possible at all spots. Vrabel absolutely believes in continuity, chemistry, loyalty, these things. They matter to him. And, again, so far, his choices for promotions have been correct. But in terms of the quarterback position, I don't disagree. This is how I kind of look at it is, you know, you can go out and try to make a move. If you could get a Russell Wilson, okay. I have a little bit of question about Russell Wilson moving forward. I think he's been a little banged up and things like that, but do I think he's better than Ryan Tannehill? Absolutely. I have my doubts that it can happen, but it's worth a shot. You know, if you do something like this, you know, we've talked about going for it. If you did something where you are trading multiple firsts or whatever you have to do to get one of these guys, then you are, I mean, you are absolutely putting it all on right now, which I understand Titans fans saying yes. I mean, look at all these other players, like Derrick Henry's in his prime.
Yeah.
This defense, all of a sudden, you got you might have Harold Landry one more year. Like, there's a lot of reasons to think along those lines. If they end up looking like I think they will next year, then it's going to be a good team, but I think the excitement for it is going to be diminished, which is totally understandable. I mean, I think that you have to look at it, and I agree with you. Like, I don't see how. I mean, the one reason they're in this window and where they are is because of the move to get him and what he did at quarterback, right?
Of course, yeah.
I mean, that's the funny thing is a lot of where they are right now to be in this position is because of that move. But, man, two straight playoff games. I mean, I don't know how you can – I was willing to look at last year's and say, okay, had a bad day. Next one is big. Well, next one was worse, much worse.
Yeah.
So I don't see how Vrabel and Robinson couldn't have – a different opinion to some extent of him after that game.
One thing to keep in mind on the trade front, and this is again coming from over the cap. If you trade him, let's say they found a deal out there and Ryan Tannehill was traded, it would be a $28 million dead money hit for the Titans before June 1st. That goes down to 9.6 after June 1st. So there's financial realities to a trade. As well, the 9-6 you could probably live with if you're the Titans, if it meant upgrading at the quarterback position. So if it does happen, I wouldn't expect it to happen until after June 1st is what I'm saying there.
Yeah, I mean, to me, the bigger issue, bigger than the financial issue, is just the trade partner who wants Ryan Tannehill to be the quarterback.
That's the thing, because
I mean, that's, you know,
well, let's say
that's
if,
the problem.
Well, let's say you're Seattle, right? And yeah, there's a lot. We've got a lot of people on the text line. You're identifying Russell Wilson as the quarterback to go after. Okay, I understand that. Do I think Russell Wilson would be an upgrade over Ryan Tannehill? Yeah, I do. If you can keep him healthy. Now, that's a big if with him. And you know, obviously, we saw him get hurt this year, and that totally derailed what the Seahawks were. But I think when he's healthy, he's still a pretty darn good quarterback in this league. Now, if you're Seattle, what's your motivation to have Ryan Tannehill as your quarterback if you're moving on from Russell Wilson?
Yeah, I mean, I guess the answer would be they're saying, hey, we're punting, we're rebooting, we're going to take these first round picks, and we're going to come back better than ever in a couple of years. It's hard for teams to say that to their fans, you know. Now, I understand Titans fans saying, well, I don't want the Titans to say to me that everything's just fine and let's just move forward. Well, this group.
We said it yesterday. If the Titans come back next year and Todd Downing's their OC and Ryan Tannehill's their quarterback on opening day, which at this point I think is pretty likely, there's going to be a lot of Titans fans that say, yeah, screw this. I'm not doing that. And look, I don't know that I necessarily blame them for that. That's going to be the approach for a lot of people. So we're just taking another crack at this thing with Tannehill at the quarterback and Todd Downing as offensive coordinator. Now, a lot of people said the same thing about Bowen last year. I recognize that. But that's just – I can tell you right now, that's going to be the mindset from a lot of Titans fans.
Yeah. I will say, like, with Downing, look, it's fair to look at the whole thing, of course. And, again, he didn't have a good day. I mean, I guess I just have not one time really thought that they were – that Vrabel was going to be serious about firing Todd Downing, you know? The problem with Todd Downing is then, again, you get to the Raiders thing and you can look at it and say, well, look at what happened that year. And then this year, Tannehill regressed and all that stuff.
Yep.
And that's fair. But Downing, to me, I don't think Downing this year poured gasoline on his reputation and had some terrible year, you know? And Tannehill, to me, is the bigger – I mean, it's the bigger question. It's the bigger story. It has more impact. You know, I'm sorry, but, like, that's why Ryan Tannehill makes so much more money than anybody else in the organization, because it's the most important thing.
Okay, so to that point, I mean, I don't think there's any question that the Titans, both with expectations on the outside but internally as well, I think they viewed this past season as a go-for-it year. You bring in Julio Jones, you feel like you're in your window to win. I think it's pretty obvious they viewed it as a go-for-it year. If you feel like you're still in that window and the quarterback is what's holding you back, who cares if you give up a couple of first-round picks or three first-round picks if I'm John Robinson? Like, that's going to be what a lot of Titans fans say. And honestly, I don't know if I disagree with that. Like, if you feel like this is your window and the quarterback's what's holding you back, I say do whatever you have to do to fix it.
Well, you can try.
Yeah.
I mean, you can try. But... Well, so it's
– but there are some that just say, well, I'm not giving up three first-round picks. Why? If you feel like this is your window to win, why not?
Yeah. I mean, you have to look at the whole picture. Okay, the financial picture of it. What else, you know, are you giving up? Is that quarterback absolutely going to – because, of course, if you do make a move like that, I understand why everybody's like, do not just stand pat on this. Like, you can't. But, you know, if also – look. These people who have these jobs want to keep these jobs too. What's a better way of keeping your job as a GM in the NFL? Is it going, 11-6 and 10-7 and make the playoffs every year and having a good team? And eventually, you know, maybe you get to where the cycle down doesn't have to be too, I mean, at some point you have to find the next quarterback. Or is it absolutely mortgaging everything for something that isn't necessarily going to work? You aren't necessarily going to be that much better, and then absolutely hitting the skids here real soon, accelerating the cycle down. Again, I understand why fans like, I don't give a crap. I want the Titans to be as good as possible. I want them to win. So and if so far John Robinson in his job, I mean, let's look at the moves. A lot of them haven't worked out.
Yeah,
but he went and got Clowney. He went and got Julio. I mean, you know, he has given no indication that he's not going for it, but that would be a big deal. Look, if you can get a Russell Wilson, I agree with you. Just don't think you're going to be able to. But I agree in general that you got to look and try.
We'll continue the conversation on the quarterback position for the Titans. Got some of your thoughts to get to on our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. This is Robbie and Rex Road. You're on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Make sure you're tuning in later this morning at 8:45 for your chance to participate in Preds Pick to Click and win a pair of tickets to a future Preds home game brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. We'll have that opportunity coming up a little bit later in the show at 8:45. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Volunteer State Bank, conveniently serving Middle Tennessee with 13 locations, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Talking Ryan Tannehill and the future of the quarterback position for the Titans. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line and welcome in Jason from Hendersonville, who wants to weigh in. Jason, thanks for calling in to Robbie and Rex Road.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm looking at this at a neutral position. I mean, I support my home team, but I was born and raised a Steelers fan. So let me just get to all the hardcore Titans fans out there who are feeling this out with their heart and minds. I get it. Think about the offensive coordinator. They gave him a bye all year long because of all these people that they were panning throughout the lineup saying, oh, well, he's got 91 different players. All right, the very first game after a bye, you have your entire team back healthy. You've got your running back, both your receivers, your offensive line. Everybody is back, and you're telling me that's the best play you can come up with for the first play of the game is two receivers right, two tight ends on the left. There was nobody on the left side clearing that safety out. The safety sat there and said in his press conference the play had to go to the right side of the field, and I watched Tannehill stare Julio Jones down the entire way. So if you can't get rid of Tannehill because of the money cap situation, and going back to what you guys said before the break, you know, it was picking Tannehill up that got the Titans this far when they got rid of Mariota. So what do you do? I think the first thing that you do is you go, is there a coordinator out there that's sharp with the X's and O's that can bring Tannehill along and help him out as a quarterback? You can't put him in that position, because we all know that Tannehill has a reputation of not having the strongest arm as a quarterback in the NFL. He's already handicapped, so you can't have a handicapped offensive coordinator and put the two on the same side of the field. You need to improve one of the other. And if you can't do it with the quarterback, you have to do it with the offensive coordinator. That's the only way you can do it.
Hey, thanks for the call, Jason. We appreciate it. I mean, I don't think Jason is alone there when it comes to the Todd Downing side of this. I mean, there was so much discussion yesterday of that play to Julio Jones and the design of it and all these different things. I hear what he's saying there, but I also heard Vrabel yesterday, and it doesn't even sound like he's entertaining the idea of moving on from Todd Downing at this point.
Again, and Vrabel wouldn't say if he was entertaining the idea, but he wouldn't have been as emphatic in supporting him. Yeah. And I agree. Yeah, and he was actually asked specifically about that play, and Vrabel said, you know, they were in max protect. But, I mean, I agree with the caller. I agree with – watch the play. There's no one out on the other side of the field. It's – so, I mean, to me, it was a bad play and then a bad stare down by Tannehill. I still put more of it on Tannehill for – staring him down, throwing it. I heard there's some guys yesterday at the Titans media saying, you know, Julio needs to come get the ball. Okay, that's fine. And you know, the play design I didn't like, agree. It's still Tannehill to me. Like, that's still, like, you can't turn that ball over. And he made it very easy. The play made it easy, but Tannehill made it very easy for that play to happen. So, no, I mean, that was a weird play, and there's plenty of. I hated the, you know, the second pick is absolutely a dead play. If you watch that play, the safety and you know, it just looked like that's one of those plays where the opponent absolutely knew it was coming. So played perfectly by an edge who doesn't crash in on the QB, but actually is ready for that. No, it's like they absolutely knew it was coming. The safety, there's no hesitation. The safety coming upfield toward Chester Rogers. And honestly, if you can see that play out, it's possible the safety gets there to at least tip the ball. But at the very least, he is there to blow Chester Rogers up. It's a dead play. And again, it's just one of those plays where, like, look at the opponent knew exactly what was coming. Does that not happen, you know, with other OCs? Of course it does. It was a bad day for Todd Downing. I mean, there's no question about it. But with the Tannehill thing, we can sit here and talk about these fantasy scenarios and, hey, maybe one of them will come true. When Julio Jones first came up last year, I know I was like, yeah, it's not going to happen. Well, it did happen.
Yeah.
But I just, like, the Downing discussion, like it or not, like, I don't think that there's any reason to even entertain anymore. Downing is going to be in the same position next year that Bowen was in this year, and we'll see if he can have the same kind of response, then, boy, they're going to be good next year.
Let's go back to the 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Dave from Mount Juliet. Dave, thanks for calling into Robbie and Rex Road.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Hey, I just want to second, actually, that first caller. He is absolutely correct. But at the same time, you guys are also absolutely correct. And with that being the case, then we should, you know, I know it's talk radio and we have to fill the airways, but it's time to start just talking about what's more likely than not and what's more realistic. So if what you're saying is correct, and it is, that Todd Downing will be back next year, that Ryan Tannehill will be back next year, then what is the most realistic scenario for Titans fans next year? I mean, is it just you go to games and you watch the games and hope they're good and hope they're fun? Or is it that we just stop all talk? I mean, we cease all talk in hopes and expectations of anything beyond having an NFL team here in Nashville. Because with both of those on the same side of the field, there's nothing forward to look forward to. If you look at Cincinnati, they're on the upswing with what Joe Burrow showed us this year. They're on the upswing. If you look at Cincinnati, if you look at the Bills, if you look at the Kansas City Chiefs, then the Titans really have no hope over the next 4 years. That window is tightly closing, and if we're realistic, that window of opportunity probably is shut. And I feel bad for the guys on the defensive side of the ball who are still going to stay here and just wallow in, you know, basically in mediocrity. because they're losing their careers by playing with this squad right now. That's just the reality of it. If we have Todd Downing and Tannehill, then they're just here playing for numbers and stats and money at this point.
Hi, thanks for the call, Dave. We appreciate it. I mean, I don't think Dave's going to be alone in that sentiment. Now, I will say, like, let's just say that it operates the way that we think it will, and Todd Downing's back next year. Ryan Tannehill's back next year as the quarterback. Like, to me, I mean, it's still a good team. You got a chance to – I think you're going to win the AFC South again, barring, you know, a Carson Wentz revival in Indianapolis, I guess.
Or their own QB solution.
Yeah. I think you'll still be the favorite in the AFC South. And then it comes down to playoff time again. And I just – to Dave's point, when you have Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, maybe he's involved in this conversation next year. When you have all these guys – like, I just don't know how you're confident that Tannehill's good enough to get it done coming playoff time.
Yeah. So here's the hope, Dave. The hope is that the defense is even better, that they're incredible, that they're the best pass rush in the league, that Caleb Farley plays like a first-round pick, and all of a sudden they're better in the back end, that they're, you know, David Long takes another. I mean, there's a lot of hope that this defense could be great. The hope is that the offensive line gets fixed and figured out. The hope is that A.J. Brown's even better, that Derrick Henry has his best career. I mean, there's plenty of reason to hope, and the hope is that Ryan Tannehill plays like he did in 2019 and proves everyone wrong next year in the postseason when, no matter what happens in the regular season, he is going to be rightfully doubted. But no hope, I disagree. I would agree with you that, like, the win, this was such a golden opportunity, and that's why it's tough right now, because it was right there. It was right there for the Titans to at least have, and I know a lot of people are saying, Mahomes going to come in here and just light them up anyway. I don't know, man. I would have been in favor of that game being played. It would have taken Tannehill playing way better, and who knows, you know, I mean, why would you feel good about that? But, like, another game for Derrick Henry to play and that pass rush getting after Mahomes, they had a chance. They had a chance. Again, at least I have the AFC Championship game in Nashville for the first time, and that's where it hurts right now. But there's not no hope.
There's not no hope, but there is coming into this season. I mean, we talked about it with Julio. Now, we talked about it for different reasons because we thought the offense was going to light everybody up this year coming into the season. But there were legitimate, I think, championship aspirations from this fan base. I can tell you, like, for most Titans fans next year, they're going to think to themselves, all right, they're going to be pretty good, but they can't win a Super Bowl. Now, I'm not saying that they can't win a Super Bowl. I'm not going to pick up two. But that's going to be the prevailing thought next year. Is, yeah, Tannehill's quarterback can't do it.
Well, and if you want, absolutely, that's what it will be. But let's remember right now, this weekend, the San Francisco 49ers are playing to get into the Super Bowl.
Thanks.
Okay. Yeah, I know. Sorry to bring that up. But, I mean, if that doesn't tell you that there are ways to get deep other than having a great quarterback, I mean, there are still examples of this in today's football. Yes, it's a quarterback-dominated game. Yes, most years a Super Bowl and the Super Bowl winner will be boasting some of the top quarterbacks in the game. But it's not always. It's not across the board. Now, you know, like Garoppolo, look, he threw one pick, and it was an atrocious decision.
Yep.
Where he took points off the board. Like, they actually finally had a drive. I mean, you must have thought at that point, okay, we're going to be fine, right?
That's feeling good.
Yeah. How many other picks did he try to throw?
About three or four, seriously.
I mean, it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
He was awful, and they won. So there are ways, but, you know, what do they have? They've got, I mean, their pass rush, which stunned me how good that was, by the way.
Yep.
You know, Debo Samuel. I mean, like, there's other ways to do it. It's a way harder way. But the Titans do have some good football players.
We'll continue to take your thoughts on the Titans and Ryan Tannehill. Jason, hang with us on our phone line. We'll get to you coming up on the other side. Got a lot of text to get to as well on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Our video streaming brought to you by the Law Offices of Amanda Gentry. We are live from the Hillside Medical Game Studio here with you on this Tuesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Talking Titans, taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line and welcome in Jason from Smyrna who wants to weigh in. Jason, thanks for calling in to Robbie and Rex Road.
Hey, thanks, guys. You know, I think like a lot of Titans fans, it's find it hard to kind of where the blame lies. Everybody's going back and forth. Is it the play calling and Downing or Tannehill? It's kind of like a chicken and egg thing. I don't think either of them are good enough to overcome each other's limitations. I mean, Downing would draw up some decent plays, and you'd see receivers get open, but how many times do we see where Tannehill just couldn't connect on those or either throw them behind or over receiver? And I also don't think that Downing is good enough to tailor an offense to Tannehill like Arthur Smith did. I mean, Tannehill was at his best when he was running play action, hurry up. And it didn't seem like Downing was interested in running as many of those plays as maybe Arthur Smith was. So if both of them remain, I think, you know, one of them's going to have to change, and Tannehill being, you know, in the league for over 10 years, I don't see that happening. So, you know, Downing may need to start looking at tailoring more of his offensive play calls to Tannehill's strength, in my opinion.
Thanks for the call, Jason. We appreciate it. I mean, yeah, it was interesting yesterday because, you know, the style of play got brought up that the Titans play with offensively. And, you know, we've talked about this a lot. It's obviously heavily reliant upon the run game and Derrick Henry and all these things. And, you know, Vrabel basically was talking about, well, I mean, we're going to take a look at everything, and obviously, the way that we've played has not been good enough in the last two playoff games. So, you know, I thought that comment was interesting. Like, I don't expect the Titans to really change their philosophy all that much. Like, if you're a Titans fan listening to that right now, you're like, so you're going to try to, like, throw the ball more? Is that what you're going to do? You're going to throw it more with Tannehill? Yeah. I don't know about that.
Yeah. No, I mean, he's had success. He's right. He's had success in tempo. I think a lot of quarterbacks like that. But, yeah, I mean, I think that's good to throw in at times. That was but Jason, so they're not good enough to overcome each other's limitations. I might need to steal that line.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. And I, to me, the side that has more room to grow is the Downing side. I mean, I think Downing has to, because, you know, again, this is one of those things, it's like you can't quite put your finger on it. You know, it's like if you go to a movie and like you know, you watch a movie and you may know, like, man, that was an amazing movie, or God, that sucked. Could you go in and like edit the film down to make it better, or like, you know, do you have expertise on like the lighting and what, or how to get the most out of an actor? No, you just know what a good movie is, and like
movie
when you watch
Ben Affleck in it.
Well, that's usually a good example of a good movie. I mean, yes, he makes everything better. Thank you. So when you watch Arthur Smith as the OC of the Titans, you felt like you were watching a good movie every Sunday. Yep. It was like, man, like he – I didn't get the same feeling. Now, I didn't think I was watching like an Ernest Goes to Camp every Sunday with Ty Downey.
Okay.
The Ernest series.
But it was stupid. Different. Filmed partially in East Nashville, by the way. More you know.
Look. No one's surprised that like it's a step down. That's why Arthur Smith goes from tight end coach to 2 years of OC to he's a head coach in the NFL. So at some point you're gonna have a hard time. You're gonna have a hard time replacing Dean Pease. You know, I mean, it's so that's not all that surprising. But to me, Downing is the guy who's got to figure out, okay, what is Ryan best at? What can we do different? Let's look at all of our tendencies. How many of those little screens or little RPOs did just get blown up because the opponent knew what was coming? Do we use play action enough? You know, everything. I mean, that like Tannehill is going to work out and he's going to, you know, come back fit and ready to go. And he is who he is to a large extent, right? Like Tannehill's not going to get markedly better. He has to get better in the pressure moments.
Yep.
And we'll see on that. But Downing to me is the one who is more responsible for making this thing work together and making it better next year. It was their first year. They did have limitations. I know that's excuse making, but there were some challenges. Okay, maybe next year they have fewer challenges and they have a much better partnership. It was fine and at sometimes good this year. Overall, it went down, and then obviously Saturday, it was just bad.
Vrabel was ready for the injury question yesterday. I guess it was Lehman that threw it out there of what are you looking at needs to change on that thing. He's like, who do you want me to fire?
Yeah.
For the 91 injuries.
Yeah, Steve's like, I didn't say he needs to fire anybody. Yeah,
calm down.
Yeah, we're always saying fire somebody.
Yeah, that's right. Brad and Dixon texting in on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Since we did 6 straight winning seasons, back-to-back division titles, playoffs 3 out of 4 years, and going 11-5 and then 12-5, become mediocre. Titans fans love to look for excuses to not go to games. This is coming from Brad from Dixon on the text line.
Is that Amy Adams Strunk's burner?
Could be.
Hey, it's good to have the different perspective, you know? Yeah. I like that. Weave in some sunshine. Look, it's not mediocrity. It's good. And they're going to be good next year. But if you want to make a comparison, two teams do come to mind. One, the Bengals of Marvin Lewis's coach. And they had Andy Dalton, a quarterback, and they were good, and they kept getting the playoffs, and they kept not winning the playoffs, and Andy Dalton was good, and he just wasn't quite good enough. And the Chiefs with Alex Smith as quarterback.
Yep.
They're good. Andy Reid, they're a good team, and then they turned it over to Patrick Mahomes. If the Titans can find their Mahomes this draft, and there you go.
Yeah.
All is well.
Luke from Lawrenceburg texting in. You'll love this one. I'm not saying I want it or anything, but do you think Kirk Cousins would be an upgrade or the same as Ryan Tannehill?
Ooh.
You talk about something that's right up Rex Rhodes' alley.
There we go. The only problem is, can you get the gold jacket off him in time for the game? Well, look, in all seriousness, I think Kirk Cousins and Ryan Tannehill are similar. Actually, Ryan Tannehill is a more physically talented quarterback than Cousins.
Yes.
If you look at Cousins' numbers this year, they're tremendous. Cousins, I would say, is a little bit less mistake-prone than Tannehill was this year. That's the thing. The last 2 years, Tannehill wasn't mistake-prone. He took care of the ball. He did a tremendous job. And this is where it gets frustrating. And again, we all go around and guess on it, but, how much of that is injury? How much of that is downing? How much of that is just Tannehill regressing mentally? There's no clear answer there. But they actually, I would say, overall, they're pretty similar. Tannehill is a much better athlete. When Cousins gets any sort of pocket issues, he's on the ground.
He's going down.
Yeah. He doesn't. Whereas Tannehill can give you that escapability and give you some big plays with his feet.
Yep. Got a text, and we've had about 5 text messages to this point today.
Okay.
And I can't really believe it, but we have. Pete Carroll loves the run game. Would you trade Derrick Henry and Ryan Tannehill for Russell Wilson? We've had about 5 texts today asking about trading Henry and Tannehill both to the Seahawks for Russell Wilson. Your thoughts?
I think you throw in Jeffrey Simmons. and who else?
Bud Dupree,
Byard Landry.
The King will stay in Nashville, thank you.
Yeah, I don't think Derrick Henry is going to be on the block. Is Russell Wilson that good? Russell Wilson
has been that good, but it's a fair question as to whether or not he still is. I mean, look, even when Russell Wilson played this year, he was good. He didn't, to me, look a lot like the Russell Wilson of old.
I mean, when he played the Titans,
he was pretty good.
Well, yeah, but
he
also
didn't cover anyone.
Yeah, he was like, oh, thank you. Thanks for the free touchdown, No, I mean, Russell Wilson an upgrade over Ryan Tannehill? Of course.
Owen Wilson.
Oh, yeah. Luke Owen, which one do you like better? But, I don't think the Derrick. So you're telling me there's a whole bunch of people on the text line saying trade Derrick Henry.
They're throwing it out there of that specific combination, Tannehill, Henry to the Seahawks for Russell Wilson.
And the idea being that Deontay Foreman is who you keep and the much cheaper option at running back. Yeah. I understand. Foreman. Really nice story, and he's going to have a job in the NFL next year because of that. I don't think he'll be here because I don't think the Titans – I mean, I just don't think they'll be able to afford it. I think that he's going to, have some interest, be able to go somewhere, get a decent deal out of this. He's not as good as Derrick Henry, guys. He's not close to as good as Derrick. I don't understand that Derrick Henry, in his first game back in 12 weeks with a screw in his foot, with screws in his foot and everything, didn't have the greatest game of all time. You're moving forward. Like, a lot of the hope is that you get 2,000-yard Derrick Henry in 2022 to go with everything else you have, whatever exactly that is. But I think he's I don't think that that's something that you entertain.
We got a lot more of your thoughts to get to on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. We'll do that coming up next. John Glennon to begin the 8 o'clock hour as well. All that ahead, this is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Volunteer State Bank. Real people, real solutions right here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road and Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Tuesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Going to be joined by John Glennon coming up from SI.com to begin the 8 o'clock hour. Looking forward to John's conversation. Get his thoughts on the Ryan Tannehill situation as well. Let's go back to the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Paul, texting in, says, I've heard no mention of this, so I'm assuming you guys hate this idea, but is Houston not a trade partner for the Titans? They don't want their number one quarterback, and the Titans don't want their number one quarterback. Would you sign up for Watson and that drama if it meant a championship? I mean, I think Titans fans would probably take Deshaun Watson. Number one, Houston would never do that. Number two, why would Houston want Ryan Tannehill in that discussion?
Yeah. I mean, right. I mean, Houston isn't going to trade Deshaun Watson. I mean, I guess they're wacky enough with their decision-making that I guess you leave a 0.1% chance that they would trade him to someone in the division, but doubt it. And, again, so the return for them is Tannehill. I mean, like, if I'm the Texans, where I am right now in this rebuild, I'm honestly, like, I'm rolling with Davis Mills right now.
Well, I think it'd be pretty safe to say that, you know, Tannehill's ability to be the starting quarterback would be out of reach.
Oh,
at that
boy,
point
here we
with
go.
With Davis Mills. Thank you. Here all day.
Your head's in the clouds.
Along with Davis Mills. So, no, I don't think the Houston is a possibility. I mean, again,
we've just
make some phone calls. Yeah. I have no problem with making phone calls.
Make all the calls.
Can you imagine what the reaction would be with Texans fans if Deshaun Watson ended up in Nashville with the Titans? That'd be something. Whatever. Not to mention, there is still, you know, stuff going on with him.
Yeah, right, exactly. There's that, too. Whatever Texans fans there are left. We haven't discussed really anybody else other than Russell Wilson.
Well, I mean, look,
got
there's
the Rodgers.
There's all the Rodgers stuff. I don't see a way Rodgers ends up as quarterback of the Titans. I just don't. I mean, to me, he's either going to be in Green Bay next year, he's going to retire, or when the Broncos hire Nathaniel Hackett, like it looks like they're about to, he might end up in Denver. But I don't see the Titans as scenario. And when it comes to trade, like, I can tell you, there's one of two options that are going to be starting at quarterback next year for the Green Bay Packers. It's going to be Aaron Rodgers, or it's going to be Jordan Love. But it's not going to be Ryan Tannehill. So, like, the trade makes no sense from a Packers standpoint.
Right. Again, that's the bigger issue here is, I know Jared just so mad at me for not investigating these things, Inspector Stillman. But again, like, the bigger problem on this stuff is the team in question on the other side taking Tannehill. Like, you got to be in a very specific situation. Again, the Lions were in a situation that I do not consider the Seahawks in. Now, maybe they'd look at it differently. I don't think the Seahawks are destitute, one of the worst rosters in the league.
No, but now, they're in an interesting spot. Like, I mean, I guess Pete Carroll's coming back at this point. And I would assume that he's coming back at this point. Is that relationship good between him and Russell Wilson? Because it seemed like last offseason there was some friction there. I don't know where that stands at this point.
Yeah, no, I think that there's been a lot of reports kind of back and forth on that, on their ability to coexist. It sounds like maybe some things have gotten better recently, But certainly, it's possible that Russell Wilson wants out of there. Again, that's not really the bigger issue, though. It's, okay, so Seattle wants to bring Tannehill in for...
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, if you give them picks, you know, then I guess they could look at it like, okay, well, we're just going to have to stink
look, if you give them a couple first-round picks tossed in there with it, maybe you're taking the picks and you say, all right, well, Tannehill's good enough in the regular season. I mean, you do have Lockett, Metcalf. Maybe Tannehill goes to Seattle, wins MVP. Okay. What do you think of that?
Sure. I guess.
Russell Wilson's never got an MVP vote, but Tannehill's coming, man.
Yeah. I mean, again, make the calls. Make the calls.
Josh on the text line says, the text about trading Henry should be treated like people who run on the field during the game. Don't give them the airtime, but just point and laugh to yourself. It's coming from Josh on the text line. Not a fan of the Derrick Henry speculation that is rampant on our text line.
Are those people streaking while they text that about trading Derrick Henry?
Could be. Got a texter that's asking if Brady could be out and Rodgers goes to Tampa Bay. Now, that would shake things up quarterback-wise. Doesn't affect the Titans all that much, but that'd be interesting.
Yeah, well, Mike Sando, for The Athletic, has written a lot about Rodgers' choices. One point he makes about Rodgers is, like, even on the Denver front, Rodgers, obviously, he's looking for his best path to Super Bowl. Like, why is he going to – he's going to go be West. In the division with Mahomes and Herbert?
Yeah.
Or just the AFC in general? With
his best path to the playoffs is exactly where he is right now.
And also just conference.
Yeah.
In terms of conference, that's the better place to be, which, again, is a sobering thought for the Titans, but just saying.
Yep. Wes on the text line. Joe, can't you picture it now? Kirk Cousins to NWI for the Super Bowl win for the Titans. What a moment that would be.
Michigan State to Indiana, Big Ten connection.
Lester texting in. Tannehill's last interception, our tight end was wide open. The Titans should upgrade at tight end and the offensive line. You stay the course, we are one or two plays away from playing the next playoff game. So Lester is not bailing out on Tannehill at this point.
Well, I think Lester is coming around to something that eventually, like, the fan base is going to have to get there, which is, and I know it's not comforting right now. I know it's frustrating. But, again, like, Downing is a big part of this. He really is. Like, he's just got to have a better year, and he's got to figure out Tannehill as much as can be done. Upgrade tight end, agree. Another receiver, yes. Offensive line is really tough.
Yep.
That's like to feel like you're going to be better there.
They do have offensive lineman Dylan Radins next year.
This
offensive
is true.
Lineman.
He is somewhere on the offensive line, or at least
Gordon Vrabel.
That is his position. Offensive line, yeah. Like, I mean, is Dylan Radins, I mean, ideally, I guess, you know, he competes at right tackle with Questenberry, who, like, to me was fine. I think Ben Jones, if I was the Titans, I'm trying to get him back. I would want Ben Jones back. You know, Nate Davis, you really need him to have a better year. I think Lawan's going to be back. So I guess really it may not look all that different, but Lawan and Saffold both, I just don't see how that's possible.
Taking left guard with your first pick?
Sure.
Yeah.
Who becomes a tackle?
I don't know.
No, I'm saying the left guard,
oh, left
becomes,
guard
a
becomes a tackle.
Yeah.
And move Radins over? Yeah, maybe.
See,
so.
You never know.
I got a text that says, what about Matt Ryan? Tannehill reunites with Arthur Smith, and Matty Ice ain't terrible. Maybe he won't throw three picks. Think about the Matt Ryan angle of it.
He's been the MVP before.
Yeah. Julio.
They'd get back with Julio.
Yeah.
If Julio's here.
I think Julio will probably be here.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Probably.
I mean, they're going to have to make some tough decisions somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Julio is a poss. I think he's got to be on the table of, you know, like post. I have to look this up. I think post June 1, it's not a huge number. But yeah, I don't know. What do you think about Matt Ryan? I don't think you're changing stuff much by doing that. What's that?
Post June 1 would be $4.8 million for Julio, according to Over the Cap. So, I mean, that's $5 million almost that you're just throwing away. But
yeah, you've given up a second-round pick to have him, and I guess ideally it's like, okay, you started to see something late, but I don't think we're going to see Julio as we remember him again. Maybe if Matt Ryan's here throwing passes to him, it's different. I don't know.
You know what my favorite part of the Vrabel press conference yesterday was? when they were talking about Paul. I think Karski was getting after him about the injury stuff. And he was like, well, just ask me about an injury and we'll talk about it. And he was like, well, Julio was hurt from 5 minutes after he got here with a hamstring. There are probably many reasons that that was the case, and went zero depth into it at all. I was like, so Vrabel wants to talk about it and then is asked about it and does not talk about it. It was awesome.
I think Karski hit on the one guy that he was talking about. So yeah.
Michael from Hermitage texting in says, remind me what the definition of insanity is, referring to Tannehill and Downing both coming back.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, you know, Downing had a year. It was a step down from Arthur Smith. Tannehill, I think that they need to look at everything there, but it also, like, I mean, it's not like it's been 3 years of, oh my God, he's bad, what are you doing, banging your head into a wall over and over again. It's just that it's been two straight playoff games, and the second one was so bad that I think a lot of minds changed on that. Mine absolutely did.
Dennis says, the problem is you need one of the either the quarterback or the offensive coordinator to be outstanding. That's why they had what they had with Smith, outstanding offensive coordinator and a fine quarterback. Right now we have a fine quarterback and a fine offensive coordinator. You can't have fine at both spots.
Well, but I would argue that Tannehill was outstanding in 2019 and in 2020 until he got to the playoffs. I think he had outstanding and outstanding. Remember, the defense was bad last year. The offense had to carry this team. They weren't in the playoff. They were a They were like a 5-11 team defensively, and they were like seriously like a 14-2 team offensively. That's the thing that about this year is like. Then how is anyone going to stop them this year? Was the question going into the year? And actually, so then how. Who gets, again, it's like we talk about the blame pie. Whose fault is it? Who has the most room to improve? Can they improve?
It's going to be interesting. I don't know. Thoughts about this. We didn't get to like half of them on text line.
Yeah.
Text line is wild this morning. It's wild.
It's out there. That's for sure. We enjoy it. We appreciate it.
Keep those Trade Henry texts coming.
We appreciate your participation.
John Robinson does that and stuns everyone.
When we come back, we'll be joined by John Glennon from SI.com. We'll get his thoughts on the Titans and some moves they can make this offseason, including at the quarterback position. That's next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.